Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A brought to you from a rainy lay-by on my way into Benfleet, just far from Dartford. The storm's coming, but it's now, I should hopefully get this one off by about 12 o'clock. And then my next one, four crates, brilliant. Four crates coming out of Dartford, going to somewhere in Birmingham on Monday morning. Fantastico, on we go. So anyway, today's introduction from Shane Hardy says, only three to go. And from Ken Warburton, well done, mate, onwards and upwards. Yes, I've done it! Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. I hit 10,000 subscribers on about 7 o'clock on Friday night. I don't know if it makes any difference, to be honest with you, from like the point of view of where the video gets seen. It's just really nice. It's just a nice thing. I've got a YouTube channel with 10,000 subscribers. But naturally, I will not let it go to my head. So, anyway, what we got? Just make get your bins on here. Never gets old. No, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody for watching. Thanks for all your comments. Thanks for all your support. We help everybody. Hopefully, it's not just about me. Like, we help other drivers. One guy rang me up during the week about parking because I said, look, I've done a video for you, but it's not going to come out until the middle of November because they're all backing up. And so I thought, he can't wait till the middle of November, so I had a chat with him. But, I mean, the things that I've learned through the channel, the stuff that you've told me, I just really appreciate it. So cheers, guys and ladies. Thanks for watching. Onwards and upwards. I've got nothing to aim for now, have I? What's after 10,000? I don't know, 20,000? 50,000? 100,000? I'll be dead by then. I'll tell you what I'm aiming for. At the moment, I'm aiming for 1,101. Because it'll be 101010. Just looks nice. That's it. Right, so fuel prices. Now, Diesel Club UK say, I feel like you need a theme tune into the fuel prices, Pete. Love the weekly update. We've seen some in our network come down to 110.2 and 110.34 this week, so you're bang on the dot. Right, this twuff thing, it's kind of, I can't get my head around it. I think the problem is, we do one video a week, which is a Sunday Q&A, which is all about where we chat about everything that's going on. Now I'm doing two, which I think is too much, if I'm honest. But the problem that I've got, like, I am now recording this video at 20 past 11 on Friday morning. I will get the emails where my fuel price is on in the afternoon. So it's too late to put it on the Sunday Q&A, unless I record the Sunday Q&A on a Saturday, but that cuts into me Saturday, and I've got enough to be doing on me Saturday. I've got to run and go shopping and do the house and all that kind of stuff. So, where are you going to go? And then, flash of light, I had a genius idea. I've worked out a way that I can incorporate TWF into the Sunday Q&A. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to give you the price that I got last week, which I should know, but I'm obviously now falling over myself. It was around about 109. It was a Watson's Red one about 109. If you need to know exactly, you can watch the old video. Which obviously I'm going to write down ahead of time next week. Not this week, so I forgot. And then if I can, depending on what time I record the video, if I record it on a Saturday, then I will give you the price. And I don't think you need to know all of them. I'm just going to go, this is what I paid last week, this is my best price this week, and this is who it's with. And the rest of you can fill in the blanks. So at least you'll know the best price I've got, and you might go, ha, 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 I've beaten that by miles. Nick the Urban Truck has got a really good one at the moment. They're supposed to be giving me a call, but they haven't yet. Or you might go, ooh, mine's a bit high, I better give them a bell. But I just don't think it needs all of it. It's just a bit, like, I think for most people watching the channel, like, oh, really? Okay. Well, tell me if I'm wrong. But what I say, I mean, the Diesel Club UK, now, these people just commented. I've never seen them comment before. What's all, Diesel Club UK, if you're listening, what's all that about? Because maybe I can go, look, you don't need me. there's a firm out there that have got all this listed down. In which case, wonderful, that's how the channel progresses, and by watching the channel we learn and all that kind of stuff. But if you're listening and you're from the Diesel Club UK, could you stick something in the comments, maybe a number where I could give you a bell and we could work out what's going on? What is the Diesel Club UK? I could Google it. I haven't written things down, because what they say is like, if you're not prepared to fail. Yeah, I'm kind of get used to the second one. So, anyhow, question of the week. That's a new comment. That's Steve Diggle. It's kind of now. Question of the week I write down so that I'll remember to do a video about it. And he said, if you enjoy trucks, then you're right. It becomes a hobby. I take pride in my truck. I have a light bar on the roof. I have bits here and there. When I walk up to it in the morning, I think you look good. I want to drive that. Also, remember, every penny you spend on the truck goes against tax. He said, I enjoy polishing it, fixing it, waxing it. Yeah, my mate Webby's like that. He's got four of them, and they've got all the bits and pieces. They're all singing, all dancing. I once got into my lorry in boots and went to climb in the middle bit, and the boy turns around and goes to his dad. He says, done it wrong there, Dad. That sounds like Dick Henry, doesn't it? Contemporary reference to the 18 to 24-year-olds. And I mean, they don't wear, and now I don't, they don't wear shoes in the truck. They're like carpet, lush, plush carpets, and, you know, lovely blankets and all this kind of stuff. It's all right, home from home. And I'm like, I kind of get that. I think your lorry can be like a big Tonka toy. You know, when you're kids and you're like three and you have like little corgi cars, and then one day your nan turns up this great big yellow thing, and you're like, wow, that's more like it. Look at that. Look at the size of the wheels on that. I can do some damage with that. And I think that's probably where the love of it comes from. My first Tonka toy was the tipper truck. But yeah, they're kind of like that. I mean, mine, I've got a new flip. I've done a lot of it. I've got to do the steering wheel slightly out of bonk. Only a tiny bit. Doesn't matter. Doesn't affect the driving. Doesn't affect the MOT. Went through the MOT. No problem. Annoys me. Annoys me when I'm going down a road. I'm going straight, but it looks like I'm slightly turning right. So we're doing that tomorrow morning. It's just a thing. You spend all day in these vehicles, you want them to be right. After that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I did say I was going to do, oh, I've got to get rid of that DND sign. It's sort of, it's not a D, I'm not, I don't have a DND. So I'll just get that one off. I think, apparently to get it off, they said use petrol. I've got that on maybe thinners. I'll ask Mark tomorrow. I'll let you know how it goes. Right, and on the, so this week's video was more money in a truck. And as we say, Steve Diggle, there's no in it. Steve Diggle was also commenting. He also said, you know, the idea of running a truck for yourself, can you make more money? I was talking to Nick about this as well. And he said, do you really make that much? And I went, I don't know. Because it's still early days. I've only been running for a year and I'm still bedding in. But I said, if you think about it, if you can make £1,000 a week driving a lorry for someone else. So if you're going to take on board all the grief, all the paperwork, all organising everything, all the back office side of things, you should be able to make half as much again. You should. Whether I do or not, I mean, if someone said it would be great to see a video on how much profit you made, you know, how the, you know, running costs of the first year, I still don't know. They're with the accountant. I'm going to speak to her later. So, anyway. So, can you make more money in trucks? Steve Diggle says, he said, good video, Pete. He couldn't agree with more. It's just in you. Because I did the video, I was saying it's not a matter of how much money you can make. It's a matter of whether it's for you. Do you want to survive in a jungle or do you want to live in a zoo? And there's no shame in either of it, whichever one works best for you. He says, I always say that I earn good lorry drivers' money. If you look at the basic figures, we're not on much more. No, he's probably right. He said, however, my mobile phone goes through the business. I'm a sole trader partnership with my wife, so her phone goes through the business. I put four meals out a year through the business. When I buy a pair of jeans, it goes through the business. Yeah, I bought my combats through the business. I buy my work socks through the business. I buy my boots through the business. Because the stuff that I wear for work, it's a uniform. He said, I drive a pickup. It goes through the business. That would be nice. I'd like one of them. And also, if you're with your wife and you are in the business... you get a tax break on both of you. Assuming that your wife doesn't work anywhere else, then you can earn up to £12,000 a year before, or was it £12,500 a year before you pay tax. And I mean, my wife's a shareholder in a business, so I can pay dividends. So there's two lots of dividends we can pay. Is she part of the business? Well, yes. We talk about it. You know, what am I going to do? What's the way to move forward? She's, you know, just, okay, she's not driving the truck, but she's part of the business. There you go. So.
How many photos are on your camera roll right now? Enough to stress you out? Same. Here's what finally worked for me. Chatbooks. And they've got a podcast exclusive deal that's honestly wild. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping. That's a full year of printed memories for less than a month of streaming. Go to chatbooks.com/get12, that's chatbooks.com/get12, and grab it before it's gone.
Yeah, so he's put a fair point. National interest, he says, there's a few questions that come up between. He says, hi Pete, do you think it's worth upgrading from a Luton to a 7.5-ton, like a Vico 7.2 curtain side with a tower lift? I don't know about that. I presume by 7.2 you mean like a proper lorry, not like one of those souped up Lutons, like the five point. You used to get a 5.5-ton, it was not a Vico, like a Royal Mail van. I wouldn't go with that. Personally, unless the reason you want to do it is because you've got granddad rights and you can drive up to a 7.5-ton without taking a test, I would go for an 18-ton. Because you can be on 7.5-ton jobs, 12-ton jobs, and 18-ton jobs. With a 7.5-ton, you're really only looking at 7.5-ton jobs. So you get a job going from Luton down to Bournemouth, brilliant. And then there's one coming out from Bournemouth going back to Luton, but it's actually 8 pallets, 4 ton. Needs at least 12 ton, you can't take it. Oh, they're about the same money, they cost about the same to repair, they cost about the same to run. Actually, no, that's not true. 7.5 tons are cheaper. But when you look at the difference, I personally would go for the 18 ton, unless on your license, like I say, you pass your test before a certain time, so you can drive a 7.5 ton without taking the extra test. Start at a 7.5 ton, do what I did. Then take your 18 ton test, then change it if you feel the need. You might find 7.5 tons making enough money, works for you, you are happy. Fidaz says, how did you finance your lorry, mate? Have you bought it second hand or are you leasing? Tiffany was a second hand purchase from one of my. I had the best deal on this. I was sitting in Dartford when I knew it was going to happen, because I didn't even know I was going to actually be able to get it off the ground. And I rang my mate James Grewcock, who's got the parts place over Corby. He's lovely. If you have any parts for trucks and stuff like that, Grewcock's way forward. Well, they're DAFs, but. And I told him I was looking for a truck because I know that he breaks trucks. I said, do you sell them as well? He said, not really, but he said, I'll have a ask around here. He rang me back. He says, you're not going to believe this. He said, I've got exactly the lorry you want. It's cheaper than you said. It's done a bit more miles than you said, but it's absolutely everything you asked for. 18 ton. It's even got the space cab. It's a sleeper, tuck under towel lift, curtain side, and it's for sale 5 miles away from your house. I was like, wow. So yeah, I bought for $5,000 plus, claimed that back. Took a little while getting it back up to speed, but we know the pedigree, we know where it came from. We even know the guy who used to maintain it, and if anything needed doing, he would get it done, so that's good. And yeah, so I got lucky. I'd say to buy a vehicle like this should probably looking more like 10. I don't know how I got it so cheap. I just got lucky with that one. But yeah, that is where I go. I don't like leasing. Some people do it. And if you can get the right deal on a lease and you can get R&M, it may be worth doing. I find it can be expensive. And the problem is, if you've got you get a vehicle on a lease and suddenly, unless you've got a contract with someone, the work dries up or you change your mind, you kind of got it wrapped around you. But that's just my personal opinion, and I could well be wrong. Bear in mind, everything on this channel is either wrong or at least largely erroneous. So at the end of the day, it's you do you. But that's the way I went, and I'm happy. So, Robert, droid's name. This is what he said. Oh, I spoke. This is Robert Sky. What I spoke to. He said, this is what I want to do, but I can't find anywhere to keep the lorry overnight. I can't keep it at home because of the access. You can't keep it at home. Don't even try. And I can't see any places to park near me in Leominster. Any advice? Right. So, firstly, I've had a chat with him. I have actually done him a video, but it's probably not going to come out till November. So if you need to know the same question, you'll see it. Secondly, one for the wise guys here. Does anybody know a reasonable place to park, reasonably priced place, secure place, to park a lorry in Leominster? I said to him, I said, are there any farms near you? Go and talk to farmers. Because they've normally got land, space for a truck. You can go, look, I'll bum my lorry. If I, you know, that bit over there, that tarmac, any chance I can jump my lorry over there, I'll get you to come to an arrangement on a monthly basis. Some of them might want to know. I don't want to know. Some of them might go, well, look, I don't want it. But I tell you who you should talk to. Barry down the road or Brian round the corner who's got the mechanics place or who's got the yard, who's got the steel yard, he might let you put it in there. It's only by getting involved. It's only by getting there and talking to people are you going to find the answers. So good luck, Robert. You got my number. Any problems, give me a call. Miscellaneous this week. Not much left to go here, guys and ladies. And I always say like it's an afterthought. Because 99% of my channel is 16 to 55-year-old blokes. Just is. See why. Noel Kearney says, I bought a Skoda Yeti and took the back seats. I use it as a van. Fine. I think it's the only thing you've got to watch is the insurances on those ones. If it looks like a van, no one's going to have a whinge up. And if you've got all the right, you've got the goods in transit, you've got the public liability, it's sometimes not so easy to get it on a car. And in conclusion this week, Dale Steele, well, I've absolutely no idea why, says, I'm Ringo Starr. You have to explain that one, I mean, Dale. It's like the Vernon Coe joke on Radio 2, which I really liked. A bloke goes into a Glaswegian bakery and says, is that a donut or a meringue? And the other guy says, no, sir, you're not wrong. It is a donut. Took me at least 3 minutes to get that. My wife and my daughter went, I hung it. Think about it. I'm not explaining it. If you explain jokes, they're not funny. So Dale Steele says, I'm Ringo Starr. I'm the king of Siam.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. That's it. It's only Q&A for another week. Still no baby Eli, still not here. It's due Sunday. It's Friday. Should get the grandson in 2 days' time. That's if he's not late. In which case, if he is, I'm going to start charging the waiting time. Apparently the first one, 70% of them go over. Just fingers crossed it all goes okay. So hope you're well. Hope you're surviving the storm. I hope you survived the storm because this is now Sunday and I did this on Friday. Another week. I'll let you know if I'm a granddad this time next Sunday. And in the meantime, take care and take money.
Okay, you're going to freak out at this deal. Chatbooks is giving you 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12 plus free shipping. It's the easiest way to finally do something with all those photos on your phone. Finally, no stress, no hassle, just memories made easy. Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 before this deal disappears.